having real problems with some of the VB stuff that's coming and being able to open it. I had one person, and I don't remember now who it was, put it up on CIS Web. Just take the folder and put it up on CIS Web, and I still had problems. And I'm yet to figure out what's going wrong and why we're having these problems.
Which Visual Basic do you have?
I don't remember now which one. I've got different versions on different machines, and I'm not using 13, so if anybody's using 13, they have to tell me. I actually have 13 on one of my machines, but I had told you to use 12, so I was assuming 12. Is anybody using 13?
I have 13.
Okay.
But I was told that it's not much different.
I don't think there is, but sometimes a 13 won't open in a 12. But I have 13 on another machine. I have far too many computers floating around. And I can open it in 13 and look at it in 13 if you send me a 13, but I need to have you tell me that it's a 13, just so I don't have to go through the nonsense. So you can try that if you put the folder up on CIS Web, but just be very sure that when you create Visual Basic on the first page, there is a thing where it says create separate folder. There's a checkbox when you're picking where you want it to go. There's a checkbox that says create separate folder. Be sure you check that. You can try putting the folder up if you and I have been going back and forth. You can try putting it up onto CIS Web and then I can download it. Most people's are coming through fine, but there are some that just aren't. And the other thing is, if worst case scenario, we get to a problem, then you can copy and paste your code into a Word document, take a picture of the output, paste it into the Word document, and send it to me. That's not my preference, because I like to test it with different numbers or something. But if we get to that point of, it ain't working, I'll bring it in next week and you can just do a show and tell with me and show me the things working. Because we're going to be having labs all week next week, so you can just bring them in and show them to me if that's what will work. I honestly can't figure out what's going wrong, and I should have brought down the disk with some of them on it so I could test them here and see if they'd run here. So we will keep trying, but keep trying to send them to me. Most people's are working fine. When I get them in the zip version, I unzip them, they work fine, and life goes on. But some of them, for some reason, are being problematic. Okay. What we're going to do, and this is the last thing that we're really looking at, is I'm going to look at what if I have multiple tables on a database. Okay? Huh? Yes. Yes. You may leave if you like. So we're going to look at multiple tables on a database. And for people like him who are in the Oracle class, been there, done that. But that's all right. So, the first thing is what we're looking at as relational databases. Okay, and relational databases are the main way the databases have been done for quite a long time. Right now, there is a shift going on with big companies like Amazon and that kind of thing to something called big data. And big data is a different approach to data. It is used mostly by large companies or large groups, large government organizations, whatever, that have massive amounts of data. It's not going to be used by the average company, or it's not going to be used by an average mid-sized company. It is literally, if you think about the data that Amazon deals with, they deal with an incredible amount of data. So basically, they and a few other companies like that have come up with other strategies to handle incredible volumes of data, and that's called big data. And right now, big data is not the prevalent thing because most companies don't need that kind of power. And so relational databases are still the main way of going, okay? 5 years from now, that may be different. But right now, relational databases are the way. And if you're in this field, then you have to assume that nothing that you learn here is going to stay with you, because somebody's going to change almost everything you've learned here somewhere in the next 10 years. And it's all of a sudden going to be different. That's what keeps it fun, is nothing stays the same except SQL. SQL is SQL is SQL. It's the only course I don't have to modify much. Okay, so here if you click on this notes that says normalization, and these are just some key words that you should kind of understand when you hear them. A relational database means that there are multiple tables related to each other. Okay, so I have multiple tables inside the database. The database is when I set up a database in Access, then you create a table. Well, if you create more than one table, then you've got multiple tables in the database and they have to be somehow related to each other. Okay, huh? With primary keys. They have to be related to each other. And the relationship rules that have been developed over time is called normalization. And there are three basic rules. I think there's actually six or seven rules, but nobody pays much attention to anything beyond rule three. Okay, so the three rules are a relationship is in first normal form if it does not contain repeating groups. Okay, so that's the first rule. You can't have repeating groups. And there's a reason for that. You can't hold the data well if you have repeating groups. For example, if you're a student and on your student table you set up slots for all of the courses you take and the grades you get in the course. Okay? Well, we have to then set up, we're going to have a field for the course, a field for the grade, a field for the course, a field for the grade. So we sit down and we say to the registrar, how many slots do we need? And they say, oh, nobody's going to take more than 25 courses. So we put in slots for 25 courses and 25 grades, fields for 25 courses, 25 grades. And the next semester, somebody gets their 26th course. So what do we do with it? We don't have any place to put it. And so that's why we can't have repeating groups. Okay, repeating groups means I have to set a limit. And for most things, I don't want to set a limit. So if I come over here, the better way to do that, if I'm doing a student, is to have a student table. And the student table is going to have an ID number on it, and a name, and other information about the student. Okay? Then I'm going to have a course table. C-O-U-R-S-E, there we go. I'm going to have a course table, and it's going to have the course number and the course name and other information about the course. Okay? So I've got these two tables that I'm setting up. And then I want to know what courses the student took. And I can't carry the courses over here under the student table, or it would be a repeating group. I can't carry the students who take the course over here, or it's a repeating group, because they're not going to run the course if more than one student takes it. So I set it up, and what do I put the maximum at? And then I put it at 30, because nobody can have a course more than 30, and then I sign in the 31st person. So where do they go? So I can't do that. So what we have is what we call a bridge table. And I'm going to call, it's called a bridge table, because it's kind of the bridge between these. And it's, I'm going to call it student courses. So on student courses, I'm going to put the student ID number, the course number, the semester that the student took it, the semester year that the student took it, and the grade. Okay, so I'm going to make that table. So if you are taking three courses, and let's say you're person 111, and you're taking course 100 in the fall of 12, and you've got an A on it. And then you've got person 111 is taking course 101 in the fall of 12, and they got a B in it, okay? And then person 111 is taking course 105 in the fall of 12, and they got a D in it, okay? Or an F, let's go with F, okay? That's cruel, huh? And they got an F in it. Clearly they went.
See, you can't like that.
No, I know. Didn't think I should give that person an F, right? Okay, there's a B.
I see.
Okay, so that's what they took. Then the next semester, so 111, they retook 105 in the spring of 13, and they got a B in it. Okay, so I keep putting these courses in, and the student course table ends up being a list of all the courses you took while you were here. And there is no limit, because every one of them is a new record. So therefore, there's no limit. If you want to take 100 courses, that's fine. I can put 100 courses on this table. There is no limit. Okay, so now I look at this, and I say, okay, I need to have a primary key. Remember, you put in a primary key when you made the one table. But the primary key is something that makes it unique, okay? So I'm going to have the student ID number as my primary key over there. Okay, and on course, the course number is my primary key, okay? Because no course, there's no two courses that have the same code. And we're not talking right now about sections and everything else. We're just talking about courses. I'm trying to keep it a little simpler. So CIS 120, there's a, that's a course that has a specific name. We're not talking about the different times that it's offered. We're just talking about the course. And in fact, when you want to keep a record of what courses a student takes, what time they took it doesn't matter as much as the fact they took it and got a grade in it. Okay. I mean, for reality, I would do it differently. Now, if you look at these, what do I need to make it unique, to make those records unique? I'm going to be combining multiple fields to make a key. Clearly, ID number can't be the key, right? Because notice I've got three records up there with ID number 111. Okay, this is the ID number. Okay, so I can't have ID number the key. What else could I, what combination can I make the key?
Grade and class.
Semester, can't combine just semester. If I have ID number and semester, person 111 took three courses with the same ID in the same semester.
Semester and course.
And ID.
Well, it's already the primary key.
No, it's not over here. I'm making a primary key over here.
Yeah.
What do I need for a primary key there?
Wait, can you have more than one primary key? Is that what you're saying?
You can have, no, you can only have one primary key, but the primary key can be made up of multiple fields.
Oh, so you just break through the key.
Right.
Okay.
So the primary key can be made up of multiple fields.
Wouldn't that have to be the foreign key, though, to the student table for ID number?
Down. We'll forget the foreign key for now. Let's go with ID number. With the primary key. Okay, if I make the ID number and the course number the primary key, okay, then nobody can retake a course. If the ID number and the course number are a primary key, then I can't have person 111 take 105 twice. Okay? So, if I want to set up the school such that if you flunk, it's all over, folks. Then I can set it up with an ID number and a course number. But clearly I don't want to do that. So what else can I put in there for another field that makes it unique?
Oh,
great. No, because I can flunk it twice.
The semester year and course.
That's right, okay. Semester year.
Flunk it twice, then. Should be there in the first place. Sorry.
So I'm going to make these three fields the primary key. That talks about the person taking the course during a particular semester. So that means that despite his standards, you can take the course more than twice. You can take it as many times as you want. And I think that actually, I don't know what the college's policy is, but I think if you pay for it, you can take it as many times as you want it.
I don't care.
So anyway, the primary key is going to be the ID number plus the course number plus the semester year, because that makes a unique key, okay? If I look at those three fields together, I can do anything I want. I can put in a record for a student retaking a course. I can put in a record for a student taking multiple courses in a semester, I can put in for anything I want. So the primary key is those three fields combined. Okay? So all that had to do with the fact that I can't have repeating groups. And I can't have repeating groups because all of this information would be very cumbersome to carry on the student's record. Okay, and again, the main problem is I hit a max. And I tell this story, and close your ears, Tom, but I tell the story of I called to place an order at one point. And when I ordered five things, the person thanked me for my order. And I said, no, I've got a couple of more things. And they said, I can't take them. And I said, but I want them. And we argued for a while. And finally the woman said, oh, all right. And she asked me again for my name, my address, and went through. And basically she was creating a second record for me. So the five things went in one record, and then the two things went in another record as another order and another shipment. The reason was that in my order, they had set up five areas for the five things I wanted, and they decided that nobody was going to order more than five things. So they had five repeating groups for five items I could order. But when I wanted the sixth item, they didn't have any slots left.
You told them to fix it, right?
No, exactly. I was just happy to order two more things. I was in the process of almost calling back, and my husband called back and ordered the next two things. But anyway, we actually, you know, they ended up making two records for me. One for the five, and then starting another whole record for the two. And I have no idea what they put in for the ID. So anyway, that's the problem with repeating groups. Okay, so the next one says, a relationship is in second normal form if it's in first normal form, and no non-key attribute is dependent on only a portion of the primary key. Okay. And the translation of that. They want no non-key attribute is dependent on only a portion of the key. So what that basically means is, and I want to do a edit, select all, edit, copy, and make a new page with this on it. There. Okay. So, they don't want, I can't have anything on this table that is just talking about the student. Because then it would only be dependent on part of the primary key. I can't have anything on this table that's about the course, because then it's only dependent on part of the primary key. The grade is a perfect thing to have on here, because it is about a particular student taking a particular course in a particular semester year. So grade works beautifully there. But I couldn't have anything about just the person or anything about just the course. It has to be about the student taking the course in a particular time. Okay, particular semester year. So that's what that second rule was actually talking about. Okay, now the third rule says a relationship is in third normal form if it's in second normal form and if the only determinants it contains are candidate keys. Okay, so the translation of that. If we come back over here and we decide that we want to carry the department or the major, okay, and your major is also a department, so I'm using those terms kind of interchangeably. So let's say that I want to carry the department that the student is in, okay? So I'm going to put in the department, and we'll call it CI or BU or whatever department you're in. Now, if I were to put in the department name, the department name is dependent on the department. It is not dependent on your ID number. Okay? The department name is dependent on the department. So I can't carry that there, because it is not dependent on the primary key. So what I have to do is start a new table. And I will have the table, and I'm going to call this department number. And I can have on here the department number, and I can have the department name. And I can have anything else I want about the department. I can have the chair, I can have whatever. I can have anything that I want about the department. So this now becomes the primary key for that table. Okay. So if I am processing the student file and I say I'd like to know the name of the department, I can link from the department number to the department number over here, and I can then find the name of the department. So linking becomes a very important thing to be able to do. Okay, and again, I'm going to make a copy of this. Just so I can write on it. Okay, I didn't apparently copy the department. Oops. So, I'm putting in my department number over here, and again, I'm setting up another table called the department table. I've got department number, department name, and chair. And this becomes the primary key. So the other important thing is that when you're designing these tables, you gotta have links. Okay, so I've gotta be able to get to all the tables. Well, ID number links over to this table. Course number links over to that table. Department number links over to this table. So I can move around from table to table using the links. So if I want to know the name of all the courses a student is taking, I go to the student table, get their ID. I come over here, find out the course number that they're taking, and come over here and get the course name for that course number. Okay? I can't go directly from the student table to the course table because the student table has information about the student, the course table has information about the course, and what links them together is this is about the courses the student is taking. So I can go from the student's ID over here to find out what courses they're taking. And then if I want the name of the course, I can come over here and grab the name of the course. If I want the name of the department, I can come over here and grab it. Another reason for doing that, especially looking at the department number, is if I carry the department name on the student, and I want to change the department name, I've got to change it on every single student record. Whereas if I have it over here, I change it once. And now it's got a new name. Anybody with CI is now in the whatever department. Okay, as opposed to computer information systems. Questions? This is a quick look, needless to say. If you're going into the field, there are whole courses on databases that you will take. But for now, it's just more of, I want you to understand the basic concepts, because this is how databases get set up. And everybody in the field should have at least a vague understanding. So if somebody says a relational database, they understand that there are multiple tables that relate to each other. And that there are some rules called normalization. Third normal form is what is the three rules. It's called third normal form. And you'll read, if you read stuff, you're gonna see the term relational. You're gonna see the term third normal form. You're gonna see these terms all over the place. And so it's good to at least have a vague exposure to them. Okay. The other thing is this linking. These things are called a foreign key. So if I have something that links, this is called a foreign key because it links into over here. It is the thing that I can use to go get more information. A foreign key links to a primary key. That's the rule. A foreign key has to link to a primary key. So this field links to a primary key over here. So it becomes a foreign key. This ID number is part of the primary key, but it's also a foreign key because it links over to that. Course number is also part of the primary key, but it also becomes a foreign key because it links over to there. So anything that links to a primary key can be called a foreign key. And if you don't want to call it that, that's fine. But that's what a foreign key is. Okay, it links to a primary key. So on the student course, I have a primary key made up of three fields two of those fields link someplace else. So they're therefore called a foreign key. Questions?
This is like the oil assignment.
Wrong course. Okay. Questions? Questions because I don't get any of it, or questions because I understand it, no questions because I understand everything? It's one or the other. Either you're completely lost or you understand everything if you don't have any questions. Corey, I'm counting on you. Okay. You didn't come through when you were supposed to. Okay, so what we're going to do now is open the database and look at implementation of a database. And I think I have a few extra fields on there. I've got some extra fields there. What I did is, this is the data I needed. And I'm going to quickly look at that, and then we'll open the database, actually. So here I have the data that I need. Okay. So I ended up taking, if I wanted this data, I ended up taking this data and putting it on the student table. And I ended up making the student ID the primary key. Okay, I only showed the ID and the name. Then I have information about the department, and I want to be able to link from here to the department, so I'm also going to put the department code on the student table so that I can link in to the department table. These three things are going to be the department table, and this is going to be the primary key. So those three things are the department table. Okay. These three things that I need to take are going to be the course table. And this is the primary key. And then these down here are going to be the student course table. But I need to be able to link them, so I'm going to add the ID number, the course number, and then the semester, year, and the grade.
So that's the bridge table?
And that's the bridge table, and those are the primary key. So if I want the data, those are my four tables that I just set up. Okay, and what I had to do is think about the relationships between them, and I wanted to be able to get to the department table, so I got to put the department code up there. And I want to be able to have ID number and course down here, so those had to be added in.
So the primary key is what links table
yes.
Table?
Yes, yes. So that's what I got. So now we'll bring up the Access database. Save as. Nah, I won't even bother to save it. Let me go back out. Okay. So, I've now got these tables. Okay? I've got a student table, a department table, a student course table, and a course table. Okay? So, those are my tables that I will set up. And in fact, it might be better to save link as and save it someplace, because then you can go and manipulate it and everything. So I think I'm going to do it that way. And I saved it on my G drive, F drive, apparently. And what was it called? Student table example. Okay, and enable content. So those are my three tables. So if I take a look at them, here's my student table. And I'm looking at the design view. And it's got the student ID as the key, student name, student city, student state, department code, and student GPA. Okay, so it has got the information I want about the student. The order doesn't make any difference any more than it did when you were setting up other tables. Although the key is usually placed first. Okay, you usually have the key placed first. And again, if the key isn't there, you can come up, highlight the field, and then click on primary key, and it becomes the key. Okay? So you can click on primary key, and it becomes the key. So there's my student table. Notice there's a department code. And the important thing now is when you're linking department code, I made short text for two characters. And that's the thing I'm going to use to link into the department table, right? So therefore, when I link it, it should be the same type and the same size. Okay? So when I open the department table, notice that my department code is again short text, two characters. They should be the same. Because if I'm linking them, okay, they should match. Okay, and if I make them not match, it tempts people to write the wrong thing, too. So if they're both limited to two characters, I'm sure I'm going to get CI as opposed to CI one place and CIS another place, or something like that. So there is my department, and the department code is my key. Okay, the next one I'm going to open is the course table. And the course table has a course number. Now notice the course number is 6-character short text. If I go over to the student ID is 5 characters short text. So I made my student ID 5 characters, my code 2 characters, department code 2 characters, and my course number 6 characters. And those are the three things that I'm using to link, so they should be the same. So now I'm going to look at my student course table. And when I look at that, you can see that my student ID is 5 characters, which is what it should be, in short text. My course number is 6 characters short text, and again, that's what it should be. So I'm making them the same size and the same type, because you know enough to know that when you compare two things that are basically the same, it works a lot better than when you try to compare two things that aren't the same. So it makes life easy to do that. Notice that the key symbol is next to all three fields, which tells me that it is the primary key. Okay. And if those, basically, if I hold down the shift and click off the primary key, it goes away. I use the shift to hold all three down when I want to put the key on. Okay, so I just use the shift to highlight the three. I think you can probably use the control too. So I use it to highlight the three and make the key symbol next to the three. this tells me, okay, so I use the shift to highlight, and then hit the key. If I don't do that, when I put the key in one and then I go down and put the key in the other, it's going to change it. It's going to say, oh, you meant to do here. So I have to highlight all three and then hit the shift key. And then that makes the key, the three things should go together. Okay. And those three are all part of the key. So I want to make them go together. So play with that. You take them away and put them back on if you want to, and make sure you're comfortable with it. If I come over here and click on relationships, it will let me set up the relationships between things. So there's course, there's department, there's student course. And if I do this, it will let me send up the relationship, and I'm moving them around a little bit just for readability. So if I make a link between there and there, wait a minute. Okay, I'm supposed to be able to do that. There, thank you. So what I did is I dragged the department code here over the department code there. It came down and said, do you want to create a link? I'm going to say yes, and it creates a link.
Link,
yeah. It creates a link between those two. And then I want to say that the student ID is going to link to there. So I've now got the student ID that I want to link, and I can click create, and it creates a link. And then I'm going to grab the course number and drag it up there, and it says, do you want to link the courses? And I will say yes, and then I click the create, and it's now linked the courses. I'm linking department code to department code. Here's department code up to that department code. You don't have to do this. It actually works just fine if we want to do stuff without doing it. But this just kind of shows you the links, and it's easy to see the links if you go in and do this and see how they're going to link.
Where was
questions? They don't do it like this in Oracle.
Don't you?
Okay, so now I've established my links between these so that I can look at them and figure out what my relationships are. Okay, and again, this is not something that you're required to do, but something you can do. Okay. So, now I've got my four tables established, and I've got my four links between them. Okay. So now I'm going to do a couple of queries. So I'm going to close down. You want to save the changes? Yes. And I'm going to basically close down all the tables. Okay, so I've closed down all my tables. Now I want to create a query. So I'm going to go into Create Query Design. Okay. So now I get to pick what tables I want for this query. So on this first one, I'm going to pick the student table and the department table. Now, if you don't establish the relationships, it probably won't show that line. But that's okay, because I can sit right here and drag department code over to there, and it will establish the relationship. Yes, no, what?
How do you want to do
it? Well, mine's showing up, and I didn't do what you did on the other one, because I
okay. Sometimes it's intuitively figures it out, because they've got the same name, and they assume. But if you don't have that, you just grab department code and take it over to that department code, and it will establish the relationship. Okay, so it goes either way. You can either do it outside to establish the relationships, or you can come in here. So now I'm saying I want these two tables, and this is the relationship between these two tables. Okay? And actually, I'm not sure I even have data in these, but we'll look and find out. So I'm going to put the student ID. So there's the student ID. I'm going to put the student name. I'm going to put the department code. And just, I'm going to put the department code for both of them. I really wouldn't do that in reality. I'd just do one of them, and it doesn't matter which one, but I want to kind of make the point that they're the same. So, I now have student ID, and it tells me what table it came from. Student, student name from student, department code from student, department code from department, and department name from department. And it is telling me that I have all of those things. So now I'm going to view it, and that's what I've got. Okay, so I have got the link over to department. And notice I said, in reality, I wouldn't put both of those, because notice the link means they match only if they're the same. So there's no need to put both of them. Because if I link them, then it's only going to show me when it's CI on both of them. Okay? So it is showing that link. So there really was no need to do that. I will see exactly the same thing, just minus one field. So if I go back over here to the view and I hide this one, I'll click off the show, and I go back over to view, I get exactly the same people with exactly the same department. It's just now I'm only showing the department code once. So, Jane Costa was a CI major. I linked into the department table and got the name, which was computer info. Questions?
Well, hold on, Rob. At first you were saying that my tables were open somewhere else, so I closed them off, except the core, and now the run thing's not there anymore.
Okay. Let's see, pull that up so I can see it a little bit better.
Yeah, you've got all of those things, and won't show that output?
No, because at first it had the little run thing.
Okay, go ahead and click on view. Yeah, it's showing.
It's just view. I thought it was.
So go back to design, and what you want to do is bring down department name so you can show that it does that. And then, run does it or view does it either way.
Right.
Okay, so now let's create another query. So I'm going to create another query. And wait a minute, I want to save the first one. So I'm going to close that. You want to save it Yes, I'm going to call it department link, and I've now saved a query. Now notice when I save the query, interestingly enough, the default usually is that it will save it under both tables where it is that are involved. So it actually ends up saving it twice. You can change the order that it lists things and it will change that, but that's the way it basically does it. Okay, so now let's say I want to do the student table. What did I just do? I have no idea. All right, let's try that again. Create query design, and I want the student table, student course, and course. And again, it has got the links in there. If it doesn't have the links, I can make them by dragging student ID on top of student ID there, and dragging course number on top of course number there. And it will make the links for me locally on this one. So again, I'm going to bring down student ID, student name, and then I'm going to bring down course number, semester, year, grade, and then I'm going to bring down course name. Okay? So I've got information from three different tables. The things that link are the student ID. I took it from the student table. I could have taken it from the student course table. The other thing that links is the course number. I took that from the student course. I could have taken it from course because I'm linking them to be the same, so it doesn't matter which one I use. And now if I run this, there are the results. Okay, so student 111, I can see took two courses, and that's the information about them. Student 12345 only took one course. Student 2222 took two courses. Student 3333 took three courses. Okay, so I am linking to find out what courses they took and the grade that they got. And then I said I also want to take that course number and get the course name. So I linked over there to get the course name. Okay, so this is course info. And then if I want to create another query, this one I'm going to use all of my tables. So I'm going to, Actually, it's easier to start over again if you make a mistake. Create query design, I want all of the tables. Close. Okay, so maybe if I put course over there, it's easier to read. You know, rather than having the line run down through everything, I've now put course over there and it's easier to read. And again, if you don't have the links, you just drag department code over to there, you drag student ID over to there, and you drag course number over to the thing under courses. And it will then link them all together. So now I come down here, and I'm going to say I want student ID, student name, department code, department name, course number, semester, year, grade, course name, number of credits. So I can put all the things that I want on there. It takes care of the linking because I did the lines, and this is what I end up with. So it combined the information from all the tables. It can only do that if I put in the links. so that it knows what to match. The links basically tell it what to match. Questions? Honest? It makes sense? Yeah, no, maybe. Okay. I'm really disappointed in you, Corey.
No, it's already set up.
You're not moving. So, I mean, yeah, but I expect you to ask questions.
My question would be started from the beginning with no information.
Yeah, and that's right. And I would not ask, you'll see in the homework, I'm giving you the stuff. As I said, there are whole courses in designing a database because I've just given you, level half, just a little tiny bit about it. But there are whole courses in how to design a database, and when you're talking about a database that might have 20 tables in it, and how do you carry all the information, and how do you link it, and how do you do it all,
it's a very sophisticated thing. I mean, we use the Banner system here that we bought. So your records are being kept on a package that we bought that is actually done in Oracle, as opposed to Access. Access tends to be for small businesses. About our Banner system we bought because it's so complex that, a company developed it, spent a lot of money to develop it, and now sells it to the college, to a lot of colleges, and they obviously have competition.
Are they hiring?
Huh?
Are they hiring?
No, I mean, they probably are, and that's what happens. If you have a product that's very difficult and very sophisticated, then every college doesn't want to have to do it all on their own. So there's a real market for a software development company to develop the software and sell it. And that's true of everything. Meditech is developing and selling hospital software because all the hospitals don't want to develop their own software. Okay? It's very, very complex and very costly. My husband developed a system for nursing homes at one point, mainly because a client of his wanted a system. It was too complex, and the client couldn't afford it. So Dan said, all right, I'll develop it for you. I'll sell it to you for this price, and then I'm putting it on the market so other people can buy it. And he had, customers around the country that were using his nursing home software package. And so that's the software development for sophisticated packages tends to be that, because why should everybody reinvent the wheel? So that's the way it goes.
So what happens if you said you can't link certain things because of certain things. So what happens if you make a wrong link? Something would not show up in one of the...
Yeah, if you make a wrong link, you got a problem, basically.
So when you run it, what would it do?
Probably depends on how, what it is, but
so
it will
go back instead of...
Okay, so let's try. Let me save this. This is save the changes all. Okay, so I'm going to make one more query, create query design. And I'm going to put in student and department again. And I'm going to get rid of this link. Delete. Okay, so I've deleted the link.
Did you right-click on it?
I right-clicked on it and hit delete. So now I've got student ID number, department code. Hello? Department code? Thank you. Department code and department name. And now I am getting student one
is being linked to both CI and BU. Because this is from the student table, this is from the department table.
So because I took away the link, it's now linking to both. And if I had a third department in there, it would have a line there for the third. So every single student is now showing up twice, and they're all linking to both departments.
So that's all. So what happens if I take the department code and link that to the department chair?
That ought to be interesting. You'll get nothing. Okay, so that would get you nothing. So I'm going to go back and take a picture of this. Okay, so now we're going to try linking department code to department chair, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And if I run it, I got nothing. Okay. So I ran this, and it basically is coming back and saying there were no matches. You know, there was no match between the department code and the department manager. And so therefore there's no data to show you. So if you get no data, that pretty much tells you that either what you're asking for isn't possible, or that you messed up usually. See, I told you, you asked really good questions. Okay, question. Okay, so now we're going back to the main thing, and this is the one I'm going to have you do. And we can probably get it done in class on Thursday, and Thursday I'll also go over the final. So you can probably do this in class on Thursday because I'm pretty much done. So what I've said is, okay, I want three tables. I want a donor table with those three fields on it, and that's the primary key. I want a donation table with those four fields on it, and the three paths make the primary key. And I want a drive table with the primary key and two other things. So it's kind of similar to what you did. So I want to set up a database with these three tables on them. And then when you get the tables set up, I've got, I think, five queries down there, or six, yeah, five queries that I want to do. So we're going to basically do that in class on Thursday, and I think that you can basically probably get it done on Thursday. And I'm going to be putting the final together tomorrow so I can at least tell you pretty much what's on the final. Your final is scheduled for Tuesday, the whatever. The 16th. It's scheduled for the 16th, Tuesday the 16th, which means that I will post it by Tuesday the 9th. So I'll put it up probably Monday. So you have the final for a week. It's a take-home final. It's an independent project, but you have it for a week. And so you can then do the final, and it has to be passed in by the scheduled time for the final to start. And I think your scheduled time is 10:30, but I'll put that on the site. And so I think it's 10:30, and I literally will take off points. Final is very important that you get in on time. So I start deducting points if it's late. 1 or 2 minutes I'll give you. About that, I start deducting points.
The final has to be in. Starts.
That's right.
When
it starts. And I'll put it very specific, my rule, basically. And I'll put very specifically on the website that's there. It has to be in by the time it starts. You've had it for a week. So basically, I get it done the night before and send it to me. So in case there's any problems, you know, you've got it for a week, so, you know, get it done and send it. If it's not done, send it. Your final doesn't count that much of your grade. It's 10% of your grade. But, you know, you still want to get the maximum points out of it you can get, because missing 10 is an entire grade drop. Okay? So you want to get it in. Okay, that finishes me up for today, so we're early. questions. So Thursday we'll work on this in class, and I'll talk about the final.